There we go.
Well, if I had to title this anything, I would say my case study is about life being in his house or his father's house.
Amen.
That's what I would title this if I had to put a title to it. And it's pretty straightforward. Like, if y'all got y'all apps and stuff, Bibles and stuff, go to John 1 verses 3 and 4. It's really straightforward. I mean, it was real simple. But
Amen.
it hits different, though. It hits different.
Amen.
Amen. Bless God, Josh.
Right, let's see. All right.
All right. All right. Says John 1, verse 3 and 4 in the King James Version. It says, all things were made by him, and without him, not anything made that was made. Verse 4, in him was life, and the life, excuse me, and the life was the light of men, sorry. So basically, this verse of scripture, these two verses basically tells us that Jesus was life. And, in some scriptures, he even said he was the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by way of him. So I looked at that word life, and it's actually defined as the state of one who is possessed of vitality or is animate. So vitality is defined as the state of being strong, active, and energy. It's also defined as the power giving continuance of life present in all living things. So this verse tells us that Jesus is the possessor of life and or the power which allows the continuation of life,
Amen.
which means that he has the power over the very essence of life itself. Amen.
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 So
Amen.
Amen.
when I started thinking about this, I think this was during the day of the eclipse. I was riding with my wife. We was going somewhere, and I was thinking about it, and the first thing that came to me was this passage in Luke chapter 8, verses 40 through 56. It's a lot of reading, but y'all just bear with me because it's really just gonna lay it out. Like I say, it really wasn't hard, and like I said, I'm not gonna be before y'all long, but I do have to go through this.
Amen.
And I pray it bless you, because when I was studying this, it was real good to me. But we're gonna pick up at verse 40. It says, and it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. Now, y'all know how God is about namesakes, and he's real big on names and significance of names. And I thought it was real interesting from a study point of view because the name Jairus actually means whom God enlightens. And in this passage of scripture, God was getting ready to enlighten him with the truth of his goodness. Now, pick up at verse 42. He says, for he had one only daughter about 12 years of age, and she laying a dying, but as he went, the people thronged him. Now, he was on his way to Jairus' house, but then this situation came up. Now, his daughter was 12 years old. And in verse 43, it says, a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any. Now, we know that 12 in the Bible denotes divine government. It also denotes divine power, rule, or authority. So Jesus was getting ready to enlighten Jairus with a demonstration of his divine power and authority.
Amen.
Now, verse 44 says, it says, okay, neither could be healed of any physicians, okay? And then verse 44 came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. Now, this is kind of old story, but, you know, and I taught this before, but the word touch means to fasten oneself to or to attach to or to become one with. So when she fastened onto the border of his clothes, she became one with him in that aspect. Now, that word stanched or staunched in the Strong's, it means to stand. So it says her issue of blood took a stand. That didn't really sound right to me at first glance. So y'all know me, I did some digging. And when I did some digging, I came up with one of the definitions of the word stand. And one of the definitions was, for the word stand, was a cessation, which is an immediate stop from motion or progress.
Okay.
So when she touched the border, the power at the border level was enough to stop the motion and progress of her condition. Now, she literally just walked in the front door of the Father's house by her simply entering in.
Amen.
She was healed. And that was just the entry-level goodness. Now, watch this. The definitions for goodness are beneficence, which means the quality or state of producing good, virtue, and kindness. Now, if we pick up at verse 45, Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee. And sayest thou, who touched me?" Verse 46. And Jesus said, "Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." No, the word virtue means miraculous power, but it also denotes his goodness. So Jesus felt his miraculous power and the goodness of the kingdom from within him flow forth. That was the goodness of the Father's house flowing through Jesus unto the woman.
Amen.
In verse 47 says, when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. Verse 48, and he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." Now, if you go back up to verse 43, it said that she spent all her living on physicians and could not be healed. And we know faith is the total trust and belief in something, meaning totally convinced. So it was because her being totally convinced of her faith in him that she was able to be healed.
Amen.
Now, we talked about the border a few moments ago. Her faith was the passport that she needed to access that border from the natural to the supernatural. But it don't stop there, because there was so much happened right there at that time. He performed another miracle right there within that situation of her being healed, when he told her to be of good comfort. Now, the word comfort is defined as a state or condition of physical ease and freedom from pain and constraint. So right here, we see Jesus, by his words, healed her physical pain and brought ease to her body.
Amen.
Amen.
And then if you look at the word comfort, it also means prosperity and the pleasant lifestyle secured by it. So when he told her to be of good comfort, he actually spoke prosperity over her life.
Amen.
She went from problems, pain, and trouble to prosperity just that fast.
Mm-hmm. And bless God.
Like he changed her whole life. And that was only when she touched the border. Mm-hmm. And from what we know, the border is literally entry level. So imagine if she would have went to the Capitol or the very heart of the Father's house. She was at the front door. And then if you look at the very last thing he said to her, he said, go in peace. Now, peace is defined as a state of national tranquility, security, safety, prosperity. And it also means felicity, which means intense happiness. So through the goodness of his words and power, abundant life flowed into her and a true quality of life was given. And he can do the exact same for us. And that was just a sidebar, because the original mission, he was going to Jairus's house.
Amen.
Now, right after all this stuff happened, these instantaneous miracles and stuff that happened, look who shows up in verse 49. It says, while he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. Now, y'all see how doubt and unbelief tries to enter in right there?
That's good. That's good.
Immediately after the goodness came, the enemy came right after.
Man.
Now watch how Jesus counters it. Verse 50. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not, believe only, and she will be made whole.
Amen.
That's God.
Verse 51. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in save Peter, James, and John. And we know that was his A-team. And the father and the mother of the maiden. And I think that these three being there had a special significance. And remember, I was talking about names earlier. So I decided to do some digging about the names. Peter, whose name means rock or stone, had a reason for being there because he was unmovable in his faith and who he knew Jesus was. Mm-hmm. Not to mention that when Jesus changed his name over in Matthew 16, 18, and 19, y'all can read that at your leisure, Jesus gave Peter the keys to the kingdom of heaven, which gave him the power to bind and loose. I believe he wanted Peter there because of his experience in dealing with doubt. Because if you remember in that same chapter of Matthew, after he revealed, you know, after Peter declared that he was the Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, a few verses later, Peter tried to rebuke him, saying that what Jesus was saying would not happen. Mm-hmm. And Peter at that moment went against the very word that was coming out of Jesus' mouth. And Jesus right then and there called him Satan because he went against the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus went on to say that he was an offense unto him. That word offense means a snare or occasion to fall. It also means an impediment, which is defined as a hindrance or obstruction in trying to do or achieve something. So from that, Peter already knew firsthand to only believe because he didn't want to get scolded.
Mm-hmm.
And now he also chose James, whose name means the supplanter, which means to supersede. But get this, in its origin, it means to trip up, to drive out, or to overthrow. And I love the definition of overthrow because it means to remove forcibly from power.
That's God.
So Jesus was getting ready to overthrow man's declaration of death. His rule was about to supersede the rules of this natural realm. It's like It's like, okay, I know y'all done, you know, I back in the day, I used to play Uno a lot. And sometimes I still do, but it ain't the same when you do it on the phone. But, you know, if you go to somebody's house, if you go to somebody's house, whoever, depending on who house you at, you play by their rules because it's their house rules.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, the earth is mine and the fullness thereof.
Mm-hmm.
We were about to play by his house rules, his father's house rules.
Amen.
And we see this in the next verse when Jesus says one thing and everybody else says something different. Picking up at verse 52, it says, and all wept and bewailed her. But he said, weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth. And verse 53, it says, and they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. So basically, they started clowning him because of what he was saying. And as a result, he had to go drastic. So he had to put them out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he had to drive them out. Now, I said one of the definitions meant to drive out.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jesus also took John with him. Now, the name John is real significant here. It says, the name John, and this is coming from your Strong's, it means Jehovah is a gracious giver.
Amen.
Jesus was about to demonstrate the very gracious and life-giving nature of his Father.
Amen. Yes, he
was. And in verse 54, it says, he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, maid, arise. Verse 55, and her spirit, which is the word pneuma, which also means life, came again. And she rose straight away, and he commanded to give her meat. Verse 56, and her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should not tell no man what was done. So with that being said, we clearly can see how his healing power and provisions of his life can flow from his Father's house to every aspect of our lives if Amen. We tap in.
Amen.
And that's my case study.
Amen. 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 That's God. Amen.
God. Praise God. I love Jay, that was really, really, really on point. I love how you showed it and how it flowed from the Father's house.
Mm-hmm.
How it truly flowed from the Father's house. When you described some of the words for I can't remember. You had you're a word study man. you described some of the names of James,
mm-hmm.
some of the definitions of James. Were you saying at that point that James was, I think one of the definitions was to drive out?
Yes, yeah, supersede.
Yeah, one of the meaning of his names meant to drive. Well, it meant his name means supplanter, and that means to supersede. And when I looked at the origin of that, of the word supplanter, and in its origin, it meant to overthrow, to trip up, or to drive out.
All right, now you called Peter, James, and John the 18. Tell me why you looked at that and gave us the definition of James. This is the second miracle that you read about, right? The first one was the woman with the issue of blood. Mm-hmm. And this right. second what you described was with Jairus's daughter. Tell us why you chose to look at James's name, not just James in particular, but you called him the 18th. What was their agreement? Was the name James in significant to the agreement?
I believe it was because of what was getting ready to. I believe it was because of what was getting ready to happen.
So he took with him Peter, James, and John.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Would you say that they were affected in their minds agreeably for what he was about to do?
Mm, of course. Yes,
mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes,
I
sir.
Mean, Peter being the mm-hmm. rock, I mean, he was unmovable. He knew what the mission was.
Come on.
From the jump.
Come on, Jake. Mm-hmm. Come on. Come on. I was just making sure. I was just making sure that is really, I mean, I've never seen that. I've never seen, you look, Peter being the rock, James being the one that has the ability to drive out. And what was, you didn't give John's definition, did you?
Yes. Gracious giver.
Jehovah is a gracious giver. That's what the name John means.
So
Jehovah's the father.
That's so good. That's so good. That's so good. That's so good. They were affected in their minds agreeably.
Yes.
And he brought them in with him, or let them stay in with him. He was showing them, I'm sorry, it captivated me. He was showing them something.
Yeah.
And if I'm one of the other disciples and I didn't get the invitation to stay in the house and didn't get the invitation to go in the house, I would have to learn something too, because you know that these three were totally in agreement with Jesus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The verse says, amen. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in save Peter and James and John.
Yep.
So he knew.
He knew
they were affected their mind agreeably.
I'm in the message, but I'm like in the message.
Yes.
to where we need to understand that we come in the house with the right mindset. We're in the house.
Yes.
And when he came into the house, I know kind of because of what we've been learning, when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in save Peter, James, and John. And you breaking down the name, the meaning of their names is so pinnacle.
Mm-hmm.
It's so powerful. There's such a lesson in verse 51.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was about to drive out everybody else who was laughing at him.
Mm-hmm. Sure enough.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's like they laughed him to scorn. That means they clowned him.
Yeah.
James was there as a witness and he's about to drive him out.
What kind of spirit of unbelief or of doubt would come in? Look, in verse 52, it says, and all wept and bewailed her.
Yes.
But he said, weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth. They were bewailing her.
Yeah.
That means they were like boo-hooing.
Yeah.
But then they switched. Look at the demon that comes in the room. And they switch from bewailing her
to laughing
to scorn.
Literally the next verse down.
Right there. Mm-hmm. What kind of spirit, man, enters in to try to deter those that came in under the power of his goodness?
Yeah.
Look at what they were up against.
Yeah. And they held their place.
They held it.
They held their place in spite of what was being said.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, they held their place outside because he put them out.
No, I mean, I'm talking about, I was talking about the A-team.
Oh,
yeah. I'm taking a page out of their book to see the extremities of the enemy to take us out of the place of his goodness so that the miracle cannot be performed.
Yeah. Yes.
They go from, first of all, weeping is a place right there. You have the life giver, which I love the description of life. I love the definition of what you gave. In him was the light of men, the life of men. When you said what that he had the control, basically in that definition, to give it to wherever he wanted to give it. He controls life, is what you talked at the beginning. Now we see the life giver in there about to give life to this woman that had died, this girl that had died, and they're laughing. All of this it just marries so beautifully.
Amen. Yes, it does. Awesome.
And you see, Elder Donna, you see what the enemy does to try to take us out of agreement?
Yes, sir. Do.
Same thing when the ruler came.
Yes, he don't care.
It said, the daughter's dead, trouble not the master.
Yeah.
Same thing there.
Yes.
Trying to bring doubt, trying to change his mind and that his mind would no longer be affected agreeably just from hearing that. trying to find the verse.
Had he said, well, maybe I shouldn't trouble the master. Yeah. That would have shut it. That would have shut the whole thing down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But Jesus shut it down.
Jesus. Yeah, but see, Jesus let him know, don't worry.
Mm-hmm. He shut it down quick.
Believe only, and she shall be made whole. And mm-hmm. and so Jesus shut that down right away.
Yeah.
Jeez, man.
So good.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So good. I'm really captivated by this tonight. I'm really in so many ways. I love how you prove the flow was coming from the Father's house. It came because of you even tied goodness and faith together, which is the newer message, and you brought that to light for us. And I'm really, really intrigued by all of the efforts of the enemy to break the mindset.
Yeah.
To break that mindset from goodness becoming faith. And he's trying through people and through their lack of understanding of who Jesus is and being the life giver. And I just want to take that page and hold it and rip it out and keep it for us.
Amen.
Because of all that we suffer, guys, all of the attempts of the enemy. All of the attempts of the enemy are to really and truthfully uproot us from the place of being able to live from the Father's house.
It's true. True.
Amen.
You said something, Elder Allison, earlier at work. You said that truly the Father's house is basically his mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That is the Father's house.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
That was a profound statement today. And it's sticking with me. That is the Father's house.
Yeah.
And you can see from, you even mentioned tonight, Jay, about Peter, when he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And the next moment, mm-hmm. I believe you referenced that. And you can see how fast you're in the house and then out the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
I saw it like this, that heaven's gate, until we stabilize in the mindset of the Father, is a revolving door.
Mm.
And we're in and out. And Revelations gives reference to that. It says that we will come in to go out no more.
No more.
Amen.
And we are on the move of coming in to go out no more.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's funny, Apostle, you say that, because I was thinking about, matter of fact, this happened Sunday. After you preached that wonderful message on Sunday, I heard God say to me, stay seated.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Like, remain seated.
Amen.
Be to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Jay, if I can just say this, man, I'm really getting blessed by the revival that you were under. I'm watching your revival. I'm watching you just rise into the place in that God has ordained for you to be. And I know over the pandemic, the ups and downs that we all had, and I know the ins and outs, but man, I just want to let you know I'm so proud of the resurgence I'm seeing and hearing in you.
Amen.
And you better believe your Father is so proud too.
Amen. Amen.
Because in whatever was going on, you've kept the glimpse, Joshua.
Amen.
And affirmation is coming because of you keeping the glimpse. And I'm really proud and happy for you, man.
To our Father be the glory. Amen.
Glory be to God. Man, this was really good. It was you always give us so much to chew on, man. Your word studies are ridiculous. And you always give us so much to chew on. I'm so glad I see the record up in the left hand corner that it's being recorded and that I need to go back and really, I gotta let this one simmer for a minute.
Yeah.
Because there's so much in there. Anyone else want to say anything? I'm sorry. We're not going to be able to cover any case studies tonight because of the fact that it's already 7:35, and what we're on a 40-minute expanded Dominion time limit. Mm-hmm. But I want anyone else want to say anything? We got about 5 more minutes for any other comments on tonight's case study.
Yes, the definition of comfort with the woman with the issue of blood that was healed, the definition that Jay gave was not only just physical ease, so she was healed physically, but it also meant prosperity. And remember, she had spent all her living.
Yeah.
So not only did she receive healing physically, but she received healing in her finances.
Wow.
Jay yep. showed both healing and prosperity that came from the Father's house.
Wow, that's so good.
He healed her whole
being. Awesome. That is so good.
Of good comfort.
Amen. That is so good. That is really good.
And then at the end, he told her, go in peace, which deals with the mindset.
Yeah. Yes.
That is really good. That is so good there. Elder Allison, because of the fact that you had a choice in this case study to show the flow of prosperity or healing in that coming from God's house.
And you hit both.
And that word comfort hits both. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely beautiful.
Amen, Lord. Amen, God.
Look at that there. Look at that there. Mm. And the reason why we chose those two is because that one scripture says, beloved, I pray above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers.
Yes. Yes.
And so health and prosperity are direct results of being under the goodness of God and being in his house because of that goodness.
That's the comforts of home.
Oh, come on, Jay. The comforts of home. There you go.
Oh, that's awesome.
That was hot off the press.
That is hot off the press. That's good. That's good. Well, Jay, I'm going to put you to the task, man. We got 3 minutes. Pray us out, man. Tell us what you want the Father to do. We're in his house. Get these contents into our houses because of what we just heard. And get pray us home, man.
Heavenly Father, I just come before your throne and I give you thanks and honor and glory for all the word that was spoken on tonight. We thank you for the revelation of this, and we ask that you seal each and every one of us in it right now and let it be made manifest in every aspect of our lives.
Hallelujah.
And truly seal us in this and protect us from the enemy coming trying to steal it right after, because we know he's lurking.
Yeah.
For certain, but he's overcome anyway. So we just give you all the thanks, honor, and praise and glory for it right now.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name we pray. And even for those that were not on the line tonight, Lord, let there be an extension unto them as well.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Build up everybody.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
In the house of TGM and even abroad. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
That was really good, Jay, man. You know, you got my snaps up, bro. Snaps up for you right there. Seriously. You got them. That was really, really tight. And thank you for adding to us, man, tonight. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Truly, truly, truly blesses me, man. I love hearing you guys' perspectives and the way that God reveals and confirms the truth through you, through all of you. It's just such a blessing and adds so much to what we're learning. It's so valuable, man. It's so, so, so valuable. And I'm telling you, it doesn't get any better than this. Doesn't get any better than this. In terms of learning, I've never been on such a learning curve like this. Mm-hmm. And with traveling it with you guys has been
awesome.
A true blessing.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen.
A true, true blessing. Well, okay, guys, that's our expanded dominion time. Tomorrow we have the two elders. I'm going to start calling you two the two witnesses. Y'all are the two witnesses of revelations. We have the two witnesses because you guys bear witness to everything that God is saying. So tomorrow night we have the two witnesses coming, and miracles, signs, and wonders are going to follow. And I'm looking so forward to it.
Yeah.
It's my time of replenishment. It's my time of being fed through these case studies. So I take full advantage of it.
And amen. So
I'm looking forward to it tomorrow night. Great job tonight, Minister Jay. Yeah. We love you, man.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And we will hear from you guys on the line tomorrow night for the next two studies. And I'm not sure who's going first, but we'll let the Holy Spirit bear witness to each, to whichever witness is coming first.